your mobile.
0TR, KN4VWA. What's up, Tom?
Morning, my friend. Oh, we just left Aldi's and went over to Walmart. Got a little Borax and a few pieces of fruit and different things. And headed down to Bilo's now. And then back home for some biscuits and gravy.
So which Bilo you go to? I know you don't go to that one in Greer anymore.
Yes, you're right, Steve. It's Food Lion. Haven't been in it since it turned to Food Lion. Give you an idea how often we go there. But I wanted to run over to Harbor Freight on the way back, and so we chose Food Lion, because what was you going to get there, Bernice? Oh, she wants some fresh channel catfish.
So the Bilo on Wade Hampton that closed, that's over there kind of across from Tractor Supply, is reopened as Food Lion?
That's a fact. And, well, we've stopped in the Food Lion over there at Spartanburg at time. Well, actually, it'd be Lyman. It's really a nice one. And so I don't think that's so bad that Bilo changed over to Food Lion. We'll just have to see, Steve. Like I said, I haven't been in there, but yes, it's right across from Lowe's, actually.
Hey, I'm just passing it, and how about that? They got that big Food Lion sign up on the front. So, is it an improvement? And have you been in that one? And how's the prices?
I don't pay attention to prices, to be honest with you. And that's Bernice's department. And I don't know. I'd say we always thought Bilo was okay there. And so I'd give it a equilibrium to or a status quo to start out with because of our experience there over in Lyman. It seems like it's a pretty good place, Steve.
Okay. Well, I really didn't care for Bilo all that much. You had to hunt for the name brand stuff because they put their Southeastern Grocers brand out there so heavy. And the way they did some things, I just didn't care for it. I like Ingles, and I really like Publix. I wish we had a Publix close by, but we don't. But if Food Lion has got good prices and they're putting name brand stuff out there, I'd give them a shot.
It's past you. Must have been overloading my front end. Yeah, we're right in front of the Hobby Lobby now. Well, I think you're exactly right. Publix is an extremely fine store, and if you keep going, it's up there on your right. But it's quite a ways down there to Taylor's. But we go in there, we get their spicy chicken wings, and they are astounding. But you got to ask for them breaded, or elsewise they won't be. There's your tip of the day. But as far as if I had to vote for the finest stores with all kinds of brands, I would say Ingles. And I put Aldi's as our favorite, but Ingles, it's just a tremendous place.
I concur. I like that Ingles on Highway 290. They just do a good job up there, and the prices are good. Matter of fact, there for the longest time, I was paying less for milk there than I was at Costco. Costco's just gone out of control. They've gone up on stuff just like Amazon. Shoot, I can beat Amazon's price on stuff every day.
You noticed they went up. Well, we just left Aldi's, and their 2% milk's $1.29. they down there at Taylor's, they match the prices that are up there at Regal's. Now, if you go to the one in Greer, they're not quite as cheap. But we feel like the one in Taylor's is better managed. Just an opinion there. And they're always top notch, and that old boy runs the place. He don't have much of a personality, but buddy, he runs a first class business.
Netflix don't play no games. They. If that's what you're talking about, is Publix there. But I tell you, between the two, Ingles and Publix, that's the two stores that I generally like to go to. So you're going in the food line there at the old Bilo across from Lowe's?
Roger. And I was talking about the Greer or the Taylor's Aldi stores, first class. And they match Lidl's prices all the time because Lidl's is just on down the road. So, like I said, milk's $1.29, and I drink a lot of milk. But I don't go there for the price on milk. I go there because it's well managed. That old boy, he stays on top of it. He's just constantly moving and really does his job well. I get along with him fine, but his personality is kind of gloom. He runs marathons and stuff like that, but he's got a first-class store. It's squared away, I'll tell you that, Steve.
With, oh, me. Well, listen, what did they do to the inside of the old Bilo to make it a food line?
Steve, we're just getting ready to get out of the car now and go in there.
Check it out and just let me know. Give me a book report. Give me a book report on it later. I hope they fixed it up real nice. You know, like some other, like that food line out there in Lyman. If they did that, that ought to make a nice store in there.
And it's handy for us, and it's right across from Lowe's, and not too far from Harbor Freight up there. So it's a good location. I think it'll be fine. It's a nice store. They really got it painted up nice out here. Well, Bernice has already left, and I'm going to follow her in, Steve. And when I have to give you a book report, I hope it's not an essay. I never did do good on those. I flunked hooked on phonics, you know. So, talk to you later. I talked to Phil this morning on the way in. Enjoyed that. 73's. 10-4 end up VWA. This is N0TR, 73 Steve.
Have a good day, big guy. And I tell you what, it is severe clear out here. It's gorgeous, isn't it? I'll talk to you soon. KN4VWA, clear. 4DJW, KN4VWA. 4DJW, KN4VWA.